Active surveillance criteria may need to be race-specific. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser, and that's the latest word from Dr. Edward Schaefer. He is with Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He and his colleagues have just completed a study with more than 1,800 men. It found that African-American men diagnosed with very low-risk prostate cancers were actually more likely than white men to have aggressive disease. He says this problem goes unrecognized due to the current diagnostic approaches. Dr. Schaefer and his team found that broad application of active surveillance recommendations may not be suitable for African-American men. Dr. Schaefer says African-American men tend to have different regional distributions of their cancers and appear to also develop more high-grade cancers. The researchers found that these tumors also tend to hide in the anterior prostate, a region that is quite difficult to access using current biopsy techniques. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.